Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, July 30th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Ameresco and Republic Services launch another renewable natural gas facility at Lee County Landfill. Ameresco, in partnership with Republic Services, has achieved commercial operation of a renewable natural gas facility at the Lee County Landfill in Dixon, Illinois. This marks the 15th completion of a renewable energy facility developed by the two companies, with more in progress. The facility converts landfill gas into pipeline-quality RNG, reducing carbon dioxide emissions by over 61,000 metric tons per year. This aligns with Illinois' renewable energy goals and Republic Services' commitment to reuse over 50% of biogas by 2030. U.S. Energy is the exclusive buyer of RNG from the facility, promoting energy independence and sustainability. To learn more about Ameresco's renewable fuel solutions, visit ameresco.com/renewable-natural-gas.
State Roundup: Families split by ice spark anxiety, stress in children. Maryland Congress members denied access to ICE facility. State Republicans oppose Gov Moore's efforts to hire federal workers during hiring freeze. Immigrant families in Maryland and across the U.S. are facing constant anxiety and stress due to sudden separations under the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Maryland Congress members were denied access to a federal immigration field office used for deportation cases. State Republicans are opposing Governor Moore's efforts to hire federal workers during a hiring freeze. Political scientists believe the rise of Democratic Socialist candidates reflects changing attitudes. A study shows Baltimore's incinerators are causing $100 million in health damages. Baltimore County won't meet its renewable energy deadline. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier responds to criticism over appointing Khadijah Walker as the new Inspector General. Morton Mintz, a muckraking Post business reporter, passed away at the age of 103.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.